Welcome to another installment of the Monsters of Book Marketing interview series, sponsored by TheAuthorsEdge.com. And today I am absolutely thrilled to have as my guest Rick Frischman, the founder of Planned Television Arts. Rick has been one of the leading book publicists in America for over 30 years, and the list of people and authors and companies that he has worked with is kind of a who's who of best-selling authors. He's worked with some publishers including Simon & Schuster, Random House, Wiley, HarperCollins, Pocket Books, Penguin, Putnam, and Hyperion Books. And some of the best-selling authors he's worked with, and this is just a small sampling of the list of authors that he's worked with, include Mitch Albom, Bill Moyers, Stephen King, Caroline Kennedy, Howard Stern, President Jimmy Carter, Mark Victor Hansen, Nelson DeMille, John Grisham, Hugh Downs, Henry Kissinger, Jack Canfield, and on and on and on. Prior to Planned Television Arts, Rick was actually in the media. He was a producer of The Barry Farber Show at WOR in New York. He's appeared on hundreds of radio shows and more than a dozen TV shows nationwide, including, by the way, Oprah and Bloomberg TV numerous times. He's also been featured in The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, The Associated Press, Selling Power Magazine, New York Post, and scores of other publications. In addition to that, he's also the co-author of 8 books, including the national bestsellers Guerrilla Publicity and Networking Magic. And he recently launched a popular 4-book series called Author 101. His latest book is Where's Your Wow? That was released by McGraw-Hill in March of 2008. And he is also currently the co-host of a radio show called Taking Care of Business, which airs every Thursday on WCWP Radio in Long Island. So without more of my yakking, let's get to the interview with Rick Frischman. Great. Okay, so I have Rick Frischman on the line from Planned Television Arts. And Rick is not only an expert at getting publicity for authors, but he's an expert at getting publicity for himself. And Rick, why don't you just, can we start by you telling people some of the recent books that you've written yourself?
Well, hello, everybody. And I have 10 books out, actually, and I am the crappiest writer on this call. So let me assure you that you don't have to be a great writer to be an author. You need to know a great writer. My first book came out in 2000 called Guerrilla Marketing for Writers. And then Guerrilla Publicity came out, which has been our bestseller. And that is actually coming out again in October of this year as a second edition because it sold so well. They wanted an updated edition. So that's coming out again. And then I have a whole series of books teaching people how to become authors called Author 101. And I don't have to go through all of them, but I got 10 books out, and it's a lot of fun. And so we'll talk about how becoming an author, too, can help you get gobs of publicity.
Sure.
And how the media thinks about you in a different way when you are an author.
That's
so have a pen out, because we got lots of sites and resources for you to write down. So, you know, as we're talking here, just start getting ready and get a piece of paper and a pencil out to take notes. Okay.
Great. And I can attest to that definitely, Rick, because I've seen you speak before. And I was blown away. It was a presentation on, now I'm going to forget the number, but let's say it was the 7 words every author wants to hear, or whatever it was.
The 6 words every author wants to hear, exactly.
And should we keep that a secret or let people know what that is right now?
Well, you got to. You already put it out there. I mean, it's like, you know, your wife saying, come on up, darling, you know, and then you get up there and she's asleep, you know. You got to do something now. So the 6 words that every author wants to, or even guest wants to hear, are, nice to see you again, Oprah. At any rate, you know, most people don't get on Oprah. I've had the great fortune of being a guest on Oprah a number of years ago. We deal with her producers all the time. But the reality is this. I mean, you know, most people are not going to get on Oprah. I'm saying 99.8% of us are not getting on Oprah. And truthfully, most of us aren't even right for Oprah. But what we have to learn is, you know, what do we do until Oprah says yes? What are the shows that we do? What can we do that we actually can get on? And that we can make lots of money and make an impact. And there's a lot out there in the world other than just Oprah, and that's what we want to get on to. And then if we do that, then maybe Oprah will call us, which is kind of cool.
Right, and I guess probably a lot of authors do, maybe they don't want to admit it, but that sort of is their plan for how they're going to become a success. They're going to get on Oprah or something similar. You know, and if that doesn't happen,
and they're doing it ass backwards, let me tell you. So right. I'm just going to be a bad guy and say, you know, I've been doing this 32 years. I've run a company called Plan TV Arts, which is the biggest book publicity company in America. We have 35 publicists who make over 1,000 calls a day. You know, when I started in 1976, you know, there wasn't an internet. We didn't even have a fax machine. You know, our typewriters were old Selectric typewriters, you know.
Right.
It was a whole other world. And people call me every day and they say, you know, two things. I want to sell a million books and I want to get on Oprah. And I say, well, why do you want to get on Oprah? And they say, well, you know, all my friends say that I would be good for Oprah. I say, that's nice, but have you ever actually been on a radio show? No. Have you ever been on a TV show? No. Have you ever been written up in newspapers? No. Well, you know, why would Oprah want you? I mean, it's silly. I mean, what have you done to make them want you? So the point is, you need to start in your local town, and you need to learn your craft, and you need to build a platform. And the reality is, too, that most of you, I'm saying it again, you're not right for Oprah. And you know what? I know lots of authors, believe it or not, who've gotten on Oprah and still had very few sales because they weren't right and the book wasn't shown in the proper way. Just because you get on Oprah doesn't mean you're going to be a bestseller. So get Oprah out of your head. I mean, it's nice, but it's what are you going to do before then? And let's start with the gold in America is radio.
Okay.
That's where, you know, that's where you need to start. Radio, radio, radio. Because there are about 15 radio stations in virtually every market across the country, and you can get on them. You can get on, you know, morning shows. The gold is morning drive radio with the time between 7 and 9 a.m. And we do something called a morning drive radio tour. We book people on 20 in one day. But you don't have to hire us or hire a PR firm. You can start doing it yourself. Start in your local town and get yourself on a local radio show. But they're only going to book you if you, you know, are helping them. So you need to do, you know, have one of three things. Number one, be controversial. Number two, most of you solve a problem. Or number three, react to what's in the news. And then the media will be interested in putting you on. But even though if you are an author, just because you're an author doesn't mean they're going to automatically put you on. They got to know what's the pitch, what's the show, what's the hook, what are you going to teach my audience? How are you going to change our life today? You're not going on just to sell your book. You're coming on to teach me something. So, so that's number one. The first place you start is your local radio shows. The second place you start is here's your homework assignment is you got to go out to your front driveway and pick up the paper that's on the driveway once a week. And that's your local newspaper that has your kids' basketball and football scores in there. That's where your first hit is. Because you, as an author, you are a celebrity in your hometown. And you call the editor and you say, look, I've been living in Philadelphia, you know, for 20 years. But you don't call the Philadelphia Inquirer. You call the, what's your local paper, Chris?
I couldn't even
tell
you.
Where do you live?
Lafayette Hill Journal, probably. Chestnut Hill Local, maybe.
Yeah, one of those Chestnut Hills, the Lafayette. Well, you are big news there. And when you get on there, you know, they'll put you on the front page because you're teaching them something. And that's what you got to start doing. So it start with your local paper. And then once you get in the local paper, then the radio stations may call. Then who may call? You know, there's a local cable station that's nearby that may call as well, or that you call them, really. You know, and then maybe you get into the Philadelphia Inquirer. And then maybe you get into the New York Times or Wall Street Journal. But you got to start with the local papers. So number two, you know, when you call these papers or radio stations, they're going to ask for a press kit. How many of you have a press kit? Raise your hands. Well, you got to have a press kit, which is a press release, which is a one-pager, who, why, what, where. Just, you know, just give me the facts, you know, with a great headline, because media has ADD. They don't read everything. They'll read about one paragraph. And if you don't grab them in the first paragraph, you're history. So you got to have a great press release, suggested questions, bio, newspaper stories, a quiz in there, a photo in there. So you got to start on a press release and press kit. And, you know, we and other PR firms, you know, we're happy to do it for you. We'll charge you for it, like $2,500. If you don't do it yourself, we'll charge you. But you can do a lot of this stuff yourself. I mean, there are books out there, even my Guerrilla Publicity Author One-on-One books, any book on publicity that's in the library just, you know, teaches you how to write a press kit. But you got to start, you know, because when you call the radio or TV people, they're going to want something that you send them, and that's what you're going to need to send them. Now, if you're a published author, you know, hopefully your publisher will do a press release for you. That's the beginning of your press kit. But then the most important thing. Okay, what's your next?
Yeah, no, I was just going to for one second about you've been talking about press releases and one pagers and your publisher doing a press release for you. Well, two questions, I guess. First of all, maybe a lot of people don't know what a one pager is. If you could just tell them a little bit more about that. And then in terms of this press release coming from the publisher, not to say anything bad about publishers, but sometimes they don't, you know, have the best angles when they come up with these press releases. Should you kind of rework that a little bit to cover some of the points that you've already covered here, being controversial, solving a problem, that kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, don't take what they, you know, just give you. You got to always change it. A press release is a living, breathing organism. You change every week based on what's in the news, because that's what we're looking for in the media. We want you to react to what's in the news or be controversial, et cetera. I mean, obviously, there's a lot in the news right now with financial stuff. There's a lot in the news in politics right now. You know, take a stand one way or the other about John McCain. You can take a stand about abortion. You can take a stand about, you know, foreign policy. Anything you want, good or bad, anything that gets controversy. I mean, half of you out there are liberals, and half of you are conservatives. And one thinks the other ones are morons. So no matter what you are, you can get controversy. By taking a stand on something, whether it be, you know, the Iraq war. I mean, now I guess most the polls state that, what, I guess 80% of America want us to get out, I guess. You know, I mean, look, we all are for our servicemen and women, but not, you know, but now it seems like a higher percentage of us want to get out of Iraq. But take, you know, you can still, that's highly charged. There are issues every day about every, you know, all these things, about money, about, you know, what the government's doing. Should we bail out? Shouldn't we bail out? I mean, there are all these different things that we can talk about. But the point is your headline has to keep them reading and has to go, oh, yeah, I want to talk about that. That's cool. You know, whether it be people care about, you know, four different basic areas, money, relationships, sex, health, diet, you know, and subsets of all of those. And money, there, you know, it comes to careers, it comes to stock market, it comes to jobs, et cetera. So there's subsets to all of those. But if you can, you know, solve a problem with any of those subjects, then you've gone a long way. So that's what you have to do with your press release and change it based on what's going on in the news. So, but let's go on to step two, which is now you get on a radio show. Now you get on a TV show. You get on, you know, a newspaper story does something about you. What are you doing? Are you just talking about your book? It's nice, but if someone goes into Barnes & Noble and buys your book, that's nice. But do you know who they are? No. You want them to get back to your website. And the key thing now that you must have is tons and tons of websites to get people back to you. So homework number one is you must have your name. Like Chris, do you have Chris? What is it? How do you pronounce it? Semerol?
Semerol. Yeah, no, I don't. I should.
Yeah, so you got to have chrissemerol.com. Now, Semerol is a hard name, so you got to have misspellings of your name. Semerol, how do people can spell with two M's, two R's, two L's? I don't know how to spell S-E-M-M-E-R-A-L. How do you spell your last name?
Almost right, just one M.
Okay, but if you said chrissemerol.com, I may put it in with two M's. So you got to go in and get it with misspellings.
Right.
So here's homework for everybody. You got to have your name. You got to have misspellings of your name. Now, how much does it cost to get a URL? And the URL is a www.rickfrischman.com, for instance. People think it's $20, $30, $50. It's $8.95.
Even
and
cheaper.
I have a
even cheaper, Rick.
You can get it even cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can. I have my own website getter, rickscheapdomains.com.
Do you really?
Which is, yep, rickscheapdomains.com, where it's a special site for authors and wannabe authors.
Okay.
And that's, you know, at $8.95, you might be able to find something for maybe a buck cheaper, possibly. But often they try to sell you lots of other stuff afterwards.
That's exactly right.
Ours, you know, so ours, they don't sell you anything. It's just, it's a site that's easy to use, and it just gets you, you know, what you need. And that's $8.95 a year. So, and we don't try to sell you anything afterwards. But here's the next thing you do is you need to have, besides your name, misspellings your name, you need to write down and get at least 10 potential titles of books you're going to write. Because if you don't have the URL for the title of your book, then it's not the title of your book. Like I have wheresyourwow.com. That's one of our new books. We have gorillapublicity.com. We, you know, every book that we do, we have, it can be just a one-page website, but you need to have the URLs, even if the URLs just get directed to your main site, which is your rickfrischman.com, so to speak, you know, your main author site. Even if it's just a redirect, you don't even, if you don't have a special website for that book, you know, just have it redirected to your main site. But the point is, why do we do that? Because what we need to do is to get people, when you're on radio and TV or newspaper, like when I'm talking, I give out author101.com or author101university.com, whatever. Well, when people go to that site, I say, go get what this is, you have to have an ethical bribe. And an ethical bribe is a freebie that you and I were just talking about that offers something that has real value, but you get my ethical bribe. In my case, it's my $1 million Rolodex, which is 99 pages long now. I update it a couple times a year. It's a book. It's thousands and thousands of websites, people I know, contacts, editors, producers, etc., that you can't get anywhere else. And all you have to do is give me your email and your name.
Right. That's amazing. Where can you get that, Rick?
At author101.com.
Okay.
Or at rickfrischman.com, either place. And it's huge. It'll take 2 weeks to go through. But that's my ethical bribe. Now, what does that get you? It gives you something with enormous value, but that gets you into my autoresponder and system, basically into my database, where now you get a newsletter from me once a week. Chris, do you get my newsletter once a week?
You know, I was going to say I have to go and sign up for this because I
got it.
I think I'm on your list, but with an email address that I really don't use anymore, so I have to.
Yeah, so here's go in and sign up with a new email address, you know, at author101.com, and that will get you the $1 million Rolodex, and that will then get you signed up for my newsletter. Now, my newsletter is a once-a-week newsletter where I am giving you lots and lots of content, and I am establishing a relationship with you. So, and the key thing is that I'm not selling you, I'm giving you something of value. But sprinkled in there may be a seminar or a teleseminar or maybe Chris has a book I want to tell you about. You know, so I do tell you about other things, but I'm always giving you some really good content. And that's what you all need to start doing so that when... Now, of course, you want people to buy your book, but you want them to go to your website where they get your freebie, your ethical bribe, so they get into your system, and then there's a link from your site to Barnes & Noble or Amazon to buy your book. So you don't want to send them the book yourself. You still want to get it through Amazon or Barnes & Noble, whatever. But here's something I bet most people didn't know. You could even be an associate with Amazon, so that if they go to Amazon from your site and buy your book, Amazon will pay you a commission. Did you know that?
Right, yeah.
Isn't that cool? So now you get a double whammy. You get a commission from your publisher, or if you're the publisher, you know, and you get a commission from Amazon as well. But now the people are in your database, and you can communicate with them. Okay? Now here's another site, by the way. At rickfrischman.com or author101.com, all these things are there that I'm going to tell you about, but the resources. But you need to have a lot of things on your site. For instance, when you go, your site should have audio on it. Your site should have streaming audio, streaming video, so that I can hear your voice, I can see you in action. If I'm a producer, I want to see how good you are. Well, in addition, you know, how many sites do we see every day? I'll bet you the average person, you know, may hit 50 sites a day, and they're static. But when you go to my sites, I talk to you automatically, and I say, hi, this is Rick. I'm so happy you're here. You know, I want to help you get publicity. I want to help you become an author. You know, there's resources. You see the button on the left? That's a resource button for lots of stuff to get you. And you hear my voice, and you hear that I'm trying to help you. And you hear my warmth, and basically, if there's audio on a site, people tend to do what you ask them to do because not every site is audio. So that's one hint of things to do on your site. The other thing that you need to do on your site is, again, we just said that they got to go get your ethical bribe. Well, you need a system to send it to them. You need a system to send out your newsletters. You need a system to actually have people buy stuff on your site, a merchant account. Most of us use this. You know, there's a lot of systems out there. Most of us use a shopping cart system. Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, I mean, Tom Antion, and we call it all different names. But you need to get a system, and it could cost maybe $20, $30 a month that does it all for you. And again, I have it on my resources, but you need to at least check out several systems that work. One is called Infusion, which is good, but it's like $300 a month. It's great, but it's expensive. The one I use is it's a system called rickswebsolution.com. Rickswebsolution.com. It'll take you to a site called Cornerstone Cart, and that's, you can check it for like $3 just to check it out. That's the system that I use, Mark uses, Jack Canfield uses, which is maybe $30 a month, depending on how many people you get in your system, that does everything for you. But the point is you got to have all these websites ready to go.
Right.
To take, you know, to get people in your system so that you can communicate with them. And then when you do your radio and your newspaper and your TV, you get them back to your site. So, okay, that's lesson number one. Question number two. Okay. What were you about to ask?
No, I was going to point out that, but now you brought up the solution that you have, but I was going to say, if people are just getting started and, you know, they don't, because a merchant account can be kind of complicated to go and get, but you can even just use PayPal, you know, put a PayPal
Absolutely.
Button on your site.
You don't even need a merchant account. You can just get PayPal.
Right.
Exactly right.
And with the autoresponders, I use AWeber, and I think it's like $20 a month or something like that. So
yeah, how much is that one?
I think it's $19.95, but I have once you go over a certain number of people, then it you know they bump it up a little bit. But it's still, I mean, when you're just getting started, I think it's $19.95.
Yeah, that's a great way to start too.
So okay, you were going to go on to a new step.
All right, so. So you need websites, et cetera. You need a system, even AWeber. I mean, as I said, there's several of them that work well. But you just got to check them all out as best as you can. Then the next thing that you do is anytime you're ever out on the road, traveling for a speech, for a wedding, a bar mitzvah, anything, you have to also continue to get media, you know, and call 2, 3, 4 weeks in advance every time you go to a city. And there's a local radio show, there's a local TV show, which is on at like 6 in the morning or 12 o'clock in the afternoon. There's local newspapers, but not only the big ones, you got to think outside the box. There's a business news if you're a business person. There's a Jewish news, there's a Christian news, there's all different types that you can go for as well. There's cable TV shows. So you got to start with the small stuff, and every time you get on a TV or radio show, you got to get a copy of it, you know, and put streaming video and streaming audio on your site, because again, producers are going to check you out. And we'll go to your site. So this way they can see you and hear your energy and see what you do. Number three is don't ever do any of these things unless you've been media trained. So people make a fool of themselves way too often by going on shows and saying the wrong things. So you must have some media training before you go on. And get a professional, or at least, you know, it could be your publicist. I mean, but you got to understand what you need to know before you get on the show. And the most important thing is to take control of the interview.
Right.
Don't wait for the reporter or the host to ask you the right question. Is take control, have five main points you're going to get in every interview. If the host asks you a question which is off base or stupid, don't say, well, that's a really dumb question. What you need to do is learn how to segue, and the people who do it best are called politicians.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I don't know if you know this, Rick, but I used to work in politics before I got into this, and we always used to tell our politicians to answer the question that you wish they asked instead
exactly.
of what they asked.
And then learn how to segue.
Right.
So that no matter what they say or ask you, answer it and then go on to say, here is, you know, basically, you know, I'm so glad you asked the question, and then go on to what you want to say.
Right.
And segue to exactly where you wanted to go. And again, the guy who did it the best was Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, but they all do it. Barack Obama does. I mean, everyone who's out there on the road now, they're not answering the question. They're saying exactly what they have been taught to say. That it's, you know, it's known as their stump speech, so to speak. You know, but, and that's what you are doing. You're doing your stump speech, but you're not running for office. You're selling a book, or you're selling a website, or you're selling a product. And you got to have every answer ready to go. And also, you know, if you don't know the answer, just say you don't know. It's okay. You don't have to know everything. often people say the stupidest things when they're trying to be funny. You know, I mean, look at Don Imus, who's a pro. I mean, his whole career just about ended in 30 seconds because of one stupid comment.
Right.
So here is a something to keep in mind. Write this down. A closed mouth gathers no foot. When in doubt, shut up. Don't say something just because you're trying to be funny. That's when you say the dumbest things. So those are some of the rules of what you need to do. You know, go to experts, go to people who have been doing this for a long time, get expertise, listen to seminars. By the way, I have about literally 100 hours of teleseminars up at PlannedTVArts.com that I give away for free, where I've interviewed media trainers, producers, editors, agents. So it's all out there. Most people charge for it. But what we're trying to do with you today is teach you stuff that you normally wouldn't know what to do. And you know, there's a lot of great people out there, like Chris, who are trying to help you. So listen and learn as much as you possibly can. I have one more site, by the way, that write down that could be helpful. Just when you know about PR firms, most PR firms work on a retainer, and they charge an average of $5,000 up to $10,000 a month. And their job is to try to teach you and book you on radio, TV, newspaper, et cetera. I mean, that's what we do, and that's what Reuter, Finn, and, you know, hundreds and hundreds of PR firms do. And what you need to do is understand how they work and understand exactly what you're getting. Understand who's working on your account. You know, does the president come in and sell you, and then you get a munchkin who's only been working for a month? What are your real deliverables? What do they guarantee, if anything? Most PR firms will say, well, we have a wonderful guarantee. We guarantee that you're going to pay us every month. You know? So understand what is guaranteed, if anything, who's working on the account, how often are you going to get updates. You should get an update every week as to yes, no, maybe. You know, what realistically are targets and what do they think that they may indeed really get for you or not get for you? So that you don't have misguided expectations where you think you're going to get on Oprah and they think they're going to book you on the Yakima News in Yakima, Washington. Well, you know, and well, there's somewhere in between that's real.
Right.
So in that way, you know, have talks with them every month and every week. You know, talk to your who's ever working on your account and go over the pitches if you're working with a PR firm. How do you get out of it? You know, what happens if you're unhappy? Is there 2-3 month clause that you have to pay them before you get out? So read all these contracts very, very carefully. Talk to people who used them before. You know, were they happy? What did they get? So if you're thinking a PR firm, understand at least, you know, how it works, what you're paying, what your expectations are, what do they guarantee or not guarantee, how do you get out of the contract, who's working on your account, all important stuff. Now, if you don't want to hire a PR firm and you want to do some of the work yourself, I kind of liken it to building a deck. Like in a PR firm, we build the deck for you, which is fine. And you go out and play golf and do whatever you want to do, run your business, and we make the bookings for you. But you may want to build your own deck. So there are ways that you can do it for a fraction of the cost where we teach you how to build a deck. We give you the wood. We give you the nails. We give you the manual, and we coach you, but you got to go out and build your own deck. And if you want to do it that way, there just check out something called Publicity Vault, VAULT.com, PublicityVault.com. And that's where my buddy Alex Carroll, who's the radio publicity guy, who's done thousands of radio shows and have become a millionaire just doing radio shows, actually teaches you how to do it and gives you all the nails and the wood, everything, gives you, you know, how to write a press kit, and gives you all of the producers, et cetera, ready to go. But you got to build a deck yourself. So just check that out as an alternative. And then basically, you, even if you don't want to do it yourself, you hire your kid, a secretary, an assistant, and they make the phone calls. So it, it's a nice alternative. If budget is an issue. Now, if budget isn't an issue and you can spend an average of $3,000, $5,000 a month for 6 months, that's how much it costs for a normal PR firm, and you want them to do it for you, then God bless you. That's the way to go. I would love to talk to you about Plan TV Arts. Check out our site, PlansTVArts.com, and we can help you. But understand there's lots of ways of getting it done. Doing it yourself, hiring a PR firm. But even if you're going to hire a PR firm, I want you to understand as much as you possibly can about what you're doing before we get it done, you know, before we do it for you, okay?
Right.
So that's just something about publicity and PR firms that you need to understand. So check out both ways.
Perfect.
And I think we're running out of time.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think we're at the end. I just wanted to run through the websites that you mentioned. You can get the Million Dollar Rolodex. That's at author101.com. Is that
right?
Correct? Okay. PlannedTVArts.com obviously is the site for Planned Television Arts, right?
And get, you can download like almost 100 hours of free teleseminars there. Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then we have PublicityVault.com, which is Eric Carroll's site, and you could basically learn the DIY approach there, right?
Exactly. Do okay, it yourself. Perfect.
And I think that's it. Anything
else? RichCheapDomains.com and RichWebSolution.com are two other ones that check out as well, which are pretty cool.
Right, yeah, that's I'm actually going to check those out too, because the one that I said where I get the cheaper domains, I think it is $7.95, so it's, I save a dollar, but then, you know, they want to sell me $500 worth of stuff on the back end, so I'd rather
exactly.
avoid that. So.
Yeah, so check that out. So look, this has been fun. By the way, I actually respond to all emails, so if you have questions for me, you can just email me at rick@rickfrischman.com. And I'll be happy to help you guys out in any way I can. When is this airing, by the way? Do you know? Is this just
together? I'm not actually positive yet, but probably within the next week or two.
Okay, great. Well, you know, you can email me, answer. I'll be happy to answer any questions, particularly to say that you heard this on Chris's, you know, interview, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I possibly can.
Great. Perfect. Thanks very much,
right.
Rick. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Great being with you, everybody. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Rick.
Chris, thanks so much. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Once again, you've been listening to the Monsters of Book Marketing interview series sponsored by TheAuthorsEdge.com. Of course, you can download all of the interviews in the series at www.TheAuthorsEdge.com. And I want to say thanks again to my guest today, who was Rick Frischman. Again, just to run through some of the websites that Rick mentioned during the call today, you have author101.com, where you can download Rick's Million Dollar Rolodex for free. You have PlannedTVArts.com, where you get access to those, I think he said over 100 hours of teleseminar recordings, where you can learn a little bit about some media training. And then also we have, of course, rickfrischman.com, which is Rick's blog. And I highly suggest that you check that out, if for nothing else, just as an example of basically how to structure your own blog and, you know, do things the right way. So, again, that's Rick Frischman, F-R-I-S-H-M-A-N.com. Thanks, everyone. Speak soon.